There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Time for Neil Greenberg. He is a sports writer and stats geek, not a stats nerd, for the Washington Post. Greenberg, how do you do, sir? What's up, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good, man. Logan's sitting in with us today. The Commanders made a massive trade yesterday to try to boost their secondary. Let's start there. What'd you make of the Lattimore move?
I think it's great. I think I said this before on the show, the defensive improvements the team has made over the past couple of weeks is significant. And to be able to bring in Lattimore, especially his press coverage, I think is going to be an asset for this team. I've said it before, you know, this organization from top to bottom deserves the benefit of the doubt. I know there's a lot of people that were talking about how poorly Lattimore has been playing this year. But I also see that it's very difficult to throw to his side of the field. And I think that's not something Washington has had lately. So I think it's a great move for them. The picks they gave up were second-day picks. For a team that might win 10 games this season. Some of them weren't even their own. I think it's a great move and probably just keeps the defense improving to keep pace with this offense that we've talked about that's been historically efficient as of late.
When you look specifically at the compensation, I think you brought some interesting stuff up there. Like, they give up their third rounder, not the one they have coming from the Dolphins. That's a significantly higher pick. The fourth and then getting the fifth back. By the time this thing finishes, you're probably talking about a delta of, like, maybe 14 draft spots, you know what I mean? Between Washington having a late fourth and New Orleans will have an early fifth. Specific to the compensation, I'm sure you ran numbers and models on it. Did it seem pretty fair? Did it seem like a square deal, or did one side win?
No, I think it's fine. Obviously, you don't get a player like Lattimore for this type of value if there aren't some issues with the player, right? Like if he's still the Pro Bowl player that we remember for a couple of years ago, obviously his price is a lot more expensive. But I truly do think that bringing him in for this price, what it does for the defense, being able to move back players to maybe a more comfortable position in the secondary, Lattimore's a guy that can patrol one side of the field. He can improve a defense. And I think the upside more than outweighs any downside, especially financially. I think the trade is fine in terms of the assets given, but I do think that Washington has a chance to make this look like a very lopsided trade in their favor.
Yeah, and like, do you think that this the complexion of this trade, or it looks different because of how Washington's been doing early in the season? Obviously, 7-2. You mentioned how that affects the draft capital and the assets they're moving, but it also kind of, I'm sure, informs some positivity around the league in terms of the direction the team's headed.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really had a chance to talk to the command. Like, usually, the Commanders are the one giving the Lattimore type player away, right? Like, we got this from Adam Schefter a couple of days ago that Washington was starting to be a destination. you know, read into that what you will. But, you know, I think that you do have to look at it as, you know, the value that Washington gives up in draft assets. They are a better team, so they're not, you know, we're not talking about day one picks, you know, in the first half of the draft. And, you know, I do believe from an X's and O's standpoint, there's hidden value there because, and you know this way better than me, Logan, is, you know, if you have players that maybe are not in their most ideal position, you know, that's going to bring the entire unit down. But if you can make one shift for a player, you know the rookie going from outside to inside, and then having Lattimore on the outside, you know, that could significantly change the defense. And, you know, the secondary has been a challenge with this team, you know, dating back to last year. So I think that, you know, it has a chance to be a very good trade. And, you know, this is the type of trade Washington should be making in the position that they're in, right? They're not tinkering with the offense that's running really great. They have a defensive-minded coach, a defense that's improving. Obviously, everyone, you know, that follows this team knows there's a challenge in the secondary. They addressed that part of it in a very meaningful and conservative way. I think that it's a very high-leverage, low-risk transaction that Washington was really smart to make.
And when looking at the trade, obviously, you know, Marshawn Lattimore plays corner. And, like, when you look at corners that change schemes, obviously there's a certain level of variance that's seemingly a little bit higher with that position than other positions. Does that inform your perspective on this trade at all?
It used to. But what I found is that, you know, especially with I found that, you know, the defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators, coaches, et cetera, they know this too, right? Like, they know what it takes to onboard a player. And I think with a guy like Lattimore, who's a four-time Pro Bowl, you're not teaching him how to play the position. You're maybe just getting him up to speed on what your packages are, maybe what your vernacular is. But the onboarding curve there should be relatively short. I mean, you're basically telling him to go out there. This is your part of the field. Don't give up any big plays, which he's, you know, probably pretty good at because, you know, for the most part, quarterbacks aren't throwing to his side of the field. You know, I saw one stat where, you know, the completion rates for catches against him were high, but the frequency of those targets were very low. So I think it'll be fine. I mean, there's plenty of tape, you know, to know where his strengths and weaknesses are. And, you know, I think just from an information standpoint, you know, the NFL coaching staffs as a whole are much better at, you know, absorbing information, getting information, distilling information, and then really drilling down on what's important and focusing on that early in the process, at least from the coaches and analytics people that I've talked to.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post. Stats, analytics, fantasy, gambling, he does it all. Greenberg, every week you piss people off with your power rankings. I want to give you the floor here. Where you got Washington now?
I have them tied for seventh with the Minnesota Vikings. I have them as 3.5-point favorite, 3.5 points better than an average team. You know, the teams ahead of them, Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia, San Francisco. I think if we would have had this conversation before the season started, saying that around the halfway mark, they'd be kind of in that mix of teams, or those would be the only teams that, you know, are considered better, or even a handful of teams. I think we would have, you know, thought I was a little bit silly. But again, I mean, offense working out great. Jaden Daniels obviously is showing that he could be the guy. And the defense is improving, and they're winning games. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is they're not making mistakes that maybe we've seen in the past, especially turnovers, that cost them games. I mean, they're taking care of the football. They're moving the football. They're scoring when they have the opportunities. And now the defense is playing better. I mean, that's the whole package. And, you know, I actually tweeted this out the other day. Like, I have them solidly in, like, the third tier of teams behind Detroit and Baltimore. And then, like, the second tier is, like, Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia, San Francisco. But then Washington's in that third tier, which I consider to be, at the very least, a threat to win the conference. You know, it's pretty remarkable for a team that had an over-under win total of 6.5 games.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and like when you look at Washington's strength of schedule, does that factor in at all to that power ranking, or do you just say, hey, wins are wins and the offense, defense look good?
It does. It does adjust for who you play and who they played and all that. You can only play who's put in front of you, right? I mean, they've had a relatively easy schedule, you know, in hindsight, right? Like they've played the Giants, they've played the Browns, who aren't very good, the Panthers aren't very good, the Bears aren't very good. They've win against teams that are not considered to be very good. But you know, when you beat a not very good team by 40-7. You know, you're showing that you too are very, you know, like at some point you have to take that into account also. Cleveland 34-13, Arizona 42-14. Those are lopsided victories, and that's going to factor into it as well. They certainly have some big games coming up. This one with Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, you know, two versus Dallas. Atlanta. I mean, there are certainly teams that are going to test them, but their first objective obviously is to play the teams that are put in front of them. And right now, you know, they've done everything you've asked, and you know, even the team, a really good team, the Baltimore Ravens, they only lost by 7 points, which you know I think also shows how far Washington has come this season.
Real quick, because. If you have them top 10, you got them at 7, tied with the Vikings. I might move them ahead of the Vikings. That defense is incredible. I can't buy Sam Darnold. You saw it the other night in Sunday Night Football. The turnovers started to pop up. Do I recall correctly, Neil, talking with our friend Neil Greenberg, Washington Post Analytics, didn't you advise or at least offer an alt win total line for Washington? Didn't you
get
them
9.5?
Like,
it was like +250 at one point.
Yeah. Did you end up hitting that?
Let's yeah, of course. Rich, I don't advocate a bet that I wouldn't myself be willing to make. But again, I mean, you know, you
unlike
look
most touts.
You know, you look at these things like that were in their favor, and the floor was set so low, and you know, it's hard to win less than four games in the NFL, right? Like, and I'm saying this like a broad stroke here, but you know, you look at some of the worst teams in NFL history. You know, we've only had a couple go 0-0 for the season, but usually the poor teams win what, three or four games because of the parity in the NFL. So to set the win total at 6.5, I mean, the downside was pretty low. And there was just so much uncertainty, it didn't make any sense to look at anything but an optimistic turnout. I mean, and I would also include, you know, them winning the division, winning the NFC, and even some Super Bowl futures as well. I think I have, I definitely have them to win the division. I'd have to look at what prices and also some to win the conference. Because that's how you make smart bets, right? Like you look at stuff that the market cannot price. Like you cannot price in or with any level of confidence the uncertainty between new ownership, new front office, new coaching staff, rookie quarterback, you know, like all that stuff. Like, it's just impossible. But I do know that there was a, you know, greater than zero chance that it works out really well. And, you know, obviously I'll be rewarded for that.
But doesn't uncertainty usually lead to kind of dysfunction and disruption? I mean, so you're just kind of betting against that completely, sounds like.
Well, I'm just betting that the markets can't efficiently price what we call the tails, right? Like the really, like the extreme outcomes. And, you know, when you have a 6.5 win total, like the extreme outcome would have been like 3 wins. But because the win total was so low and because everyone thinks that Washington was supposed to be bad, there just wasn't any value there. But I would argue, like, the chance for them to go, let's say, like 2-15 is probably the same for them to win, you know, 10, 11, 12 games. But the price difference between the two was just, you know, it was enormous, to the point where your edge on the optimistic side was just so much bigger. And I'm not saying this to say, well, I knew they had a 33% chance to win 10 or more games. Like, I just knew the markets couldn't price it right, and I knew that directionally speaking, I was correct, and I had an edge in that market of some number. You know, I couldn't tell you with any specifics what the number was, but I knew for certain, with all the uncertainty, that it could not possibly be priced correctly.
Greenberg, I do want to bring one other thing up. Remiss if I didn't. Ovechkin, no, nothing bad.
Okay, good.
Alex Ovechkin on fire to start the year. The Caps on fire to start the year. How good is this team? And you think Ovi could take down the record this year?
Yeah, I think he could take it down like next week if he wanted to. I think the team is good. You know, we talked about strength of schedule earlier. You know, that's certainly, you know, something being brought up with them. But... you know, I mean, Dylan Strome, you know, obviously is doing his thing. 4 goals, 13 assists. Ovechkin, you know, Connor McMichael. I mean, like, they have contributions from the older guys and the younger guys. Everything seems to be working for Ovechkin. You know, whenever he's been on, like, this type of pace, he's usually in the 40 to 50 goal mark. By the end of the season, if he makes it there, he's got a real good chance of passing Gretzky at some point. I actually think it happens earlier rather than later. I'll probably have something coming out in the next week or two as to when I think the actual record will fall based on who they're playing and all that type of stuff. It would not surprise me to see it, though, like late February, early March. Like, I think that's a real possibility. That we could be talking about depending on health and et cetera. But, you know, based on what we're seeing right now, yes, I do think it falls. And I think that if you want to see it, you know, you may want to start looking at the games that are like early March against like Tampa Bay, Ottawa, Detroit, Seattle, because I think it really could happen during one of those games.
That's wild, man. That'll be so cool when that goes.
It's wild how good he is. Relative to expectations, how good he's been, but also he's been here the whole time, right? Like that to me is perhaps the biggest testament to his legacy in Washington, is he could have gone anywhere that he wanted to go, like anywhere he wanted to go on the planet. But he's been a staple of Washington throughout his whole career, and it's just one of my favorite sports storylines of all time, seeing a homegrown talent live up to expectations as a generational talent. And here we are talking about the Gretzky record. It's just a phenomenal story from beginning to end.
Totally. And he missed a year with lockout nonsense. COVID cost him a ton of games.
Dale Hunter cost him some time. Adam Oates cost him some goals. Right? Like,
yeah.
But it's happening.
Dale Hunter had him laying down and taking shots, right? Like, wasn't that
right,
the whole
like
plan?
He's, you know, him and Jay Beagle, the fourth line grinders, you know, right, laying their lives on the line.
We
got to
go, Green. You're right.
Mile per hour.
We got to run. Send me the
all
winners.
Right. Love you guys.
Thank you,
Logan,
for your time.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you too, man.
That is our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.